Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinian media is being used to train children to be violent. That's the headline. Itamar Marcus comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
How did the Palestinian media get its go-ahead for this operation of both the print and the electronic media?
The Palestinian media is the result of the Oslo Accords. It's with permission of Israel, and the media was supposed to be something that was to enable them to create the institutions of a state. It was not supposed to be a source for promoting hatred, terror, and violence. And that's exactly what it's turned into.
And when we think about the Palestinian media, are we talking about media that is focused and directed towards all age groups?
Exactly. The one main Palestinian Authority station has different times that are set aside for programming for adults. But you also have children's programming, which are some of the most problematic things we find in the Palestinian official media.
Describe what you're talking about.
The children are very often reciting poems where they're taught to aspire to be martyrs, aspire to shoot, aspire to grab a gun. Very violent, and not only violent against Israelis and Jews, but violence against themselves from children on children's program. And then the moderator will, of course, after they recite these poems about how much they want to be martyrs, the moderator will say, "Bravo, bravo." One of the worst messages ever we heard recently on Fatah's Facebook page. Now, Fatah is the movement that belongs to Mahmoud Abbas, who heads the Palestinian Authority. And on their Facebook page, they had a little tale which was recited by a little girl in which a mother tells her son, literally the following, "You are ammunition. You were meant for martyrdom." This is a mother telling her son, in fact, the full sentence was, "Our weapon is Islam, and you, my son, are the ammunition. You are meant for martyrdom." It's a horrific statement. No child should ever think that his parent, his mother, thinks that he is merely ammunition. He's merely a means to an end. He has no value in and of himself.
Itamar Marcus with the details behind the origins and operation of the Palestinian media. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Itamar's team, Palestinian Media Watch, monitors the Palestinian media, both the print and electronic media. In the process, it has been observed that the Palestinian leaders use the Palestinian media, which conforms to what Bible prophecy said would happen. Malachi chapter 1 says the Palestinian people would return. Ezekiel 35 reveals that the Palestinian people, known as Mount Seir in that passage, would kill the Jews and steal their land, land that God has given to the Jews. Obadiah states that because of these actions, the Palestinians would be destroyed as if they had never been. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...